So let's take a look again at the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix here. If he left out Mincha, whether he could daven Ma'ariv twice. We know that if he left out Ma'ariv, he could daven a second Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris to replace Ma'ariv. And we also know that if he left out Shachris, he could daven a second Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha to replace Shachris. What happens if he leaves out Mincha? Can he daven a second Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv? It's the next day, and maybe that's already too late. So Rabosai, which tefillah is left out here in all these scenarios of Tashlumin?
Musaf.
And the question is going to be, why is Musaf left out? And first and foremost, who's going to address that question?
Tosus
is going to address that question. Why was Musaf left out of this whole discussion about Tashlumin? But before we see Tosus, let's see where Tosus is coming from. He's coming from not just the omission of a discussion, an explicit head-on discussion about leaving out Musaf, do you have an opportunity of Tashlumin? But he's also coming from a few words in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the reason why we're pushing for the conclusion that if he left out Mincha, he could daven Ma'ariv twice, and Ma'ariv of the next day could replace Mincha of the previous day, the Gemara says, Kevan ditzlusa rachmehi. And here the Gemara employs a concept which we're not seeing for the first time, of tefillah rachmeh ninhu, that tefillah is bakoshas rachamim, we ask for rachmeh shamayim, that's the essence of tefillah. We've seen this already back on Daf Chaf with regard to the issue of who remembers? Noshim b'tefillah, that whether women should be obligated in tefillah, should we say women are exempt because it's man grama, and that's where the Gemara formulates for the first time this principle of rachminu. Here the Gemara is using it again, a second time, in order to justify tashlumin, and even tashlumin for the next day. So that if the replacement Shmoneh Esrei that we call Tashlumin is predicated on the concept of Rachmei Ninhu, the Gemara thinks we can extend it from one day to the other, and therefore if you left out Mincha, you can replace that Mincha the next day with Ma'ariv because Tefillah is Rachmei Ninhu. And this is going to sort of lead Tosus to raise the question as to whether or not the concept of Tashlumin, insofar as it's predicated on tefillah rachmei ninhu, should be or should not be applicable to Musaf, to tefillas Musaf. So if you take a look at Tosus Dibur HaMaschil Iboy Lehu, which is here at the bottom, Tosus on Chavav Hamid Aleph, Tosus says, Lo boy, the Gemara doesn't even raise the issue. It's not even a shadow of a doubt in the Gemara. Hava minim tov lo espal tefillas Musaf, maybe he could add a Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos, the first Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv will be for Chova, and then you'll add a second Ma'ariv to replace Musaf. Again, I call it Ma'ariv, but what I mean is a second Shmoneh Esrei to replace Musaf. And Tosus says, Davadai eno mespal bi Arvis. He cannot add in Arvis a replacement for Musaf. I was just thinking, you know, if let's say one would argue the opposite, that you could replace Musaf with an extra Arvis, what would you say about someone who left out both Mincha and Musaf on Shabbos? Or you could say it the other way around, Musaf and Mincha on Shabbos. I think he would daven Ma'ariv three times. You know, he would have one replacement Shmoneh Esrei for Mincha. That would be the second tefillah after the tefillah Schov of Ma'ariv. Then he would have a second replacement for Musaf, and that would be his third Shmoneh Esrei. And again, if you'll ask me, but you can only attach a tefillah Tashlumin to the Onas Mucha. Well, in the case of Mincha and Musaf, since they both have the same span of time, then the Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos would be the Onas Mucha for both Mincha and for Musaf.
Well,
So that would be an interesting quiz question. You know, you could ask somebody in the halachic Ripley's, believe it or not, you know, when could you have three tefillos of Ma'ariv Bazeh Hazeh consecutively? Tosis is going to drop it down to two because he doesn't accept a possibility of Tashlumin.
But is there a sheet like that that says that you...
Yeah. So, believe me, if we get a hold of the Meiri, I know I wasn't able to find the Meiri actually has a Deya that Yesh Omrim, that you do have Tashlumin for Tfilas Musa. So, if we get a hold of the Meiri, we'll be able to see it inside. Tosis says the following. Okay, fine. You have a nice diuk. After all, the Gemara doesn't mention the possibility of tashlumin for Musaf. But why is it so? You know, why is Musaf vas bin Musaf erga? You know, why is Musaf worse than any other tefillah that it doesn't deserve a replacement? So Tosis says the hech yikra es hakorbanos. So you're going to read in Musaf about the korbanos ukvar ovar zman Musaf. Okay, this alone would, I don't know if that would, yeah, go ahead, Mitch, what do you say? Correct, you're not going to mention the korbanos, and furthermore, in every case of tashlumin, it's already past the time of that korban, so I don't know why Tosis is saying this. But I think at least his other approach, you know, which he adds now, is more palpable. He says, "V'gam lo tiknu shever brachos shel musaf ela mishumu neshalme parm svasein." Here, Tosis is revealing something about the essence of tefillah in general, and specifically in the case of musaf. Because uneshalme parm svasenu,
he means the bracha and tzoyis.
Right, the bracha and tzoyis, that's correct.
Really, yeah.
But that really applies, that concept, or that chiyuv of neshalme parm svasenu, to every single tefillah. You know, one should not misunderstand Tosis and come to the conclusion that neshalme parm svasenu only applies to tefillas musaf. That's not so, because we paskin tefillos keneged Tminim Tiknu. So the concept of the Neshalma Parm Sosayim is alive and well with regard to all that tefillah. So even when we get to tefillahs Arvis, the Rambam works overtime to try to work out that too is connected, you know, Evarim, Shalakarban, Shenuktarim, Nisraf Magavim, Nisbeh. But nevertheless, Uneshalma Parm Sosayimu, even though it's relevant, it's an active force with regard to every single tefillah, it plays a very unique role, we'll call it, you know, center stage with regard to Musaf. Why? Tosis says, Lo tiknu shever bracha shel Musaf ela mishum uneshalma parm svasenu. What does he mean by ela mishum? Yeah, there is no other dimensions of tefillah, no other machayvim of tefillah musaf other than in the shalom of parm svasenu. Means that musaf can be exhausted. You know, the entire nature of the obligation of tefillah musaf can be reduced, can be exhausted by one concept and one concept only, in the shalom of parm svasenu. I wouldn't say that, says Tosis, with regard to other tefillos, even though, again, Tosis is well aware, recognizing that Neshalma Parm Sosenu is relevant to all at tefillos, not just the Musaf. But Tosis writes, but Zev Vadai Ovar Zmanu Batal Karbanu, because tefillas Musaf equals Neshalma Parm Sosenu. It's a replacement for the Karban. It doesn't have another element to it, another dimension to it, another Machayev to it. Therefore, Ovar Zmanu Batal Karbanu. Why then do we apply tefillas tashlumin to all the other tefillos? After all, the other tefillos are also keneged tmidim tiknum, and they maintain or achieve a kiyum of keneged karbon. Tosis answers, aval shar tefillos. And here I would add a little word, you know, I'm not actually changing the text, don't accuse me of that, but just for conceptual or for clarification purposes, degam rachmeninu. Degam rachmeninu, meaning in the case of all other tefillos, the tefillos are not identified with and exhausted by neshalma parm svasenu. They have another element to it, namely rachmeninu. And therefore, if you miss the tefillah, the halach of tashlumin allows you b'toras rachmeninu to add a tefillah as a replacement. But in the case of Tfilas Musaf, we're not going to apply the concept of Rachmeinu, Rabbi Yochanan's famous statement of Halavaishis Palkol Yom Kulo, to give you this broader scope and ability to extend that tefillah even beyond its Zman tefillah, even though Avraham Zman Avotu Karbono could apply to any one of our tefillos, but that's only vis-a-vis the kiyum of an Neshama Parm Sfaseinu, but that doesn't exhaust the kiyum tefillah, because tefillah has an additional kiyum, another element to it, namely Rachmeinu. So Bitaris Rachmeinu, we have the ability to replace the tefillah with the tefillas Tashlumin. But in the case of Musaf, we don't have that luxury, because Tfilas Musaf is identical with and is exhausted by the concept of the Chiyuv to replace the carbon. And here, we're stuck. We can't apply the principle of Rachmeinu, and therefore we're going to apply the other principle that applies to Karbanos, and Tfilah as a replacement thereof, of a Neshalma Parim.
Why do we have the concept of Rachmeinu on Tfilah Shabbos and Yantif? I mean, maybe discussed this already before, I apologize, but you don't have Rachmeinu until Shabbos. And Rav Yochanan's concept of Levi,
she's talking about Tuva. What are you talking about? Meirev Mincha, Shachris and Mincha? What are we talking about?
And Rav Yochanan's concept of Levi, she's Mishpal Kol Yom Kulo, Tfilas Nedava, doesn't apply in Shabbos either, because you can't do Tfilas Nedava.
Again, what we're saying is the following. I didn't follow your second question because I was focused on your first question. There are three tefillos of Chova. Those are Shachris, Mincha, and Meir. Again, Tosis has a problem with Meir, but we reconcile that problem, although that itself needs a lot of study and analysis. Those tefillos of Chova, by definition, are Rachmeinu. The concept of tefillos keneged karbonos tiknum, that via tefillo we can fulfill the mitzvah, the Chova of Uneshalma, Parmesva, saying that's an addition. There's only one tefillah, however, says Tosfos, insofar as it's not one of the tefillos kavuos shel chova, which has nothing but uneshalma parm sfaseinu. It's purely keneged karbon tiknu, and that's the case of Musaf. Mm-hmm. With regard to all the other tefillos, even those of Shabbos, those are tefillos shel chova that are engendered by the fact that there are three tefillos every day. And those three tefillos every day are tefillos shel rachmeinu, and therefore they lend themselves to tashlumin. But the exception is tefillas musaf. In other words, one should never understand, and we'll get into this in a few minutes, Yechiel, one should never come to the wrong conclusion that the other tefillos of Shabbos exhaust themselves in karbanos. That is not so. Again, the Chazal made a takona of Sheva brachos, seven brachos for Shabbos, for Yontif, but nevertheless, those seven brachos are Rachmeinu. A box fell. Okay. It could have been a lot worse, Rabbi. If it's only a box full, when I hear a window going, I jump, but if it's only a box, that's pretty harmless.
But my second half of my question was the Tosa seems to bring a riot from Rabbi Yochanan, because you can dive in Kol Yom Kulo. But Rabbi Yochanan, I know it's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, but I thought we brought out the Rabbi Yonah and the Rabbi Haigon that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Tefillas Nedava. Rabbi Haig even said that Rabbi Yochanan meant you had to be Mechadish Dava in every Tefillah Kol Yom Kulo. So it's not possible. You can't do Tefillas Nedava on Shabbos. We said Shabbos Yom Kippur.
Right. No, Tosa is just saying that the concept of Rachmeinu and the concept of Tefillas Nedava are both linked up one to the other, inextricably linked. What connects me from Rachmeinu to Tfilas Nedava? Tfilas Nedava itself needs a matir, as we've discussed many times, and that matir is the fact that Rachmeinu, that I need Rachmanus. So that Tfilas Nedava, although again, Tfilas Nedava also has an element of keneged karbon tiknum, because there is such a concept as Tfilas Nedava as karbon Nedava, not in the case of Shabbos, not in the case of a tzibur, but nevertheless, wherever there is a karbon Nedava, I can, so to speak, replace that karbon Nedava after the Churban HaBayis with a Tfilas Nedava, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, as far as Tfilas Nedava, like a karbon Nedava, which is B'yachid, is there's no limit to how many karbanos nedava you can bring in the course of a day, and therefore there's no limit to how many tefillos nedava you could bring in a day, and each one is a tefillah rachmei ninhu.
And so you define tefillah. You feel that just one step further, you have bakoshes during the week. That we understood to be
Rachmaninu. Right. Where is the Rachmaninu expressing itself in the Madbeah of Tefillah on Shabbos? That's what we're going to get to in just a minute. Okay. That's how I'm asking you to hold off. If that was your question, then. Right. Okay, Rabbi.
There are bakoshes. They're not the bakoshes of the weekday, but there are bakoshes.
Okay. Good. Excellent. You guys can say this year for me. I can leave now. And then I'll get to drink a hot tea. I never get to drink a hot tea. Anyway, so again, let's keep in mind that according to Tosfos, Milsa de Pshita, there is no Tefillas Tashlumin for what?
For Musaf.
And the reason for it says Tosfos is that Tefillas Musaf is a replacement for the Korban, that's all it is. And there's no element of Tefillah Rachmaninu. The Meiri quotes an opinion, if we ever get a hold of the Meiri, we'll see it inside Bli Neder, that there is Tefillas Tashlumin for Musaf, which means the scenario that I described before, it's feasible in my quiz question to have three tefillos of Arvis bezuacherzu. That's according to one daya in the Mi'i. In halacha, again, what we call the normative halacha, the poskim, you won't see the Shita Mi'iri, you're going to see twice in the Mechaber. Both in Hilchas Tefillah and in Hilchas Shabbos, he's going to paskin and formulate this halacha that there is no tashlumin for a tefillas musaf. So the first place that the Mechaber does that is in Hilchas Tefillah in Siman Kuf Vav. And here, when he does so, we have a comment of Rabbi Kiveger. I wasn't able to put this on your page simply because I ran out of time. And he says the following. B'tshuvas b'somim rosh, he quotes the tshuva of the b'somim rosh, and there we'll see that based on this halacha that the Mechaber codifies that there's no tefillas tashlumin for musaf, correct? Just one second. Yeah, that, we don't know. It's not the Rosh. Trust me on that.
It's a forgery.
Yeah, whoever it is, I guess he was a shtickle Talmud Chacham.
He was a Maskil.
A Maskil. Maybe that's why he called himself the Rosh, because he thought no one else would read it.
It's a very famous.
Right. So then he goes on to say the following, that I'm just looking for the Mechaber inside. Just one second. Okay, we'll see it a little bit later. Second. Oh, here it is. So wait a minute. So in the Shulchan Aruch, I mentioned to you Siman Kuf Vav. Let's work backwards. We'll fast forward and then rewind. In Siman Kuf Ches, the Mechaber Paskins, Avar Kol Hayom Velois Palel Musaf Ein La Tashlum. Okay, we'll see that the Mechaber repeats himself in the Cheshavis, but right now we'll suffice with the Mechaber here in Kuf Ches Si'if Vav. Now, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivega back rewinding to Kuf Vav? That was in Kuf Ches. He says the following, that b'tshuvas b'somim rosh siman peites kosav d'nashim p'turos mitfilas musafim. And I mentioned this on Monday, but we never got a chance to really flesh this out. That's what I'd like to do. The ena ba'a, meaning this tefillah has no chiyuv, has no obligation, ela lizkar chiyuv karbanos. Yeah, I don't know, he writes the word Lizkar. I would have said Lahachlif or Keneged Tfilas HaKarbonos. But then again, it was written by the Psalm in Rosh. Then he says the following. Uleisha This is already Rabbi Kivega's edition. Lo haisa shokeles. Right? The women were not obligated in the midst of machza shekel to chip in for all the karbonis tzibur, including the karbon musaf. The eila chelik be karbonos tzibur. Ella says Rabbi Kivega, and this I didn't know yesterday, I was very happy to see this today. He writes, Kfar Nagu, and I assume he means Nashim, he doesn't write, Lis Palel, they took it upon themselves to daven Tfilas Musaf. And then he writes, Rabbi Kivega, Vegam Bechidushe Atzlach, who wrote the Tzlach? Rabbi Cheskalanda, the note to be Yehuda. That's his pirish on many mesechtas and shas, mostly in brachos and moed. Reish perik dal de brachos, de nashim pturos mitfilas musaf mitam davi mitzvah say shazman grom. So I got a little nervous here because on the one hand I saw that Rabbi Kivega was invoking the no de Yehuda as a support text to this conclusion that women are exempt from tfilas musaf, but yet, paradoxically, for an entirely different reason. You know, the logic of Rabbi Kivega was because this tefillah in particular replaces the karbon, and they're not part of the karbon. They don't have the chi of karbon. However, the tzlach is talking about another reason entirely why women are exempt. Let's take a look. You know, once I saw Rabbi Kivega, I was able to print out the tzlach for you. And he writes that he vacillates back and forth as to whether or not women are obligated in tefillas musaf. And first he starts with the fact that they are pturos because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And even though you'll argue, he says, he asks of Sakasha, but wait a minute, tefillah, at least the specific tefillos, are only midrabanan. Maybe the ptur of mitzvah saseh shazman groma should not apply to a mitzvah derabbanon, and therefore he quotes a Tosfos back on Daf Chav that gam be mitzvah derabbanon shazman groma noshim pturos, meaning that the rabbanon followed the pattern of the Torah. Just like the Torah exempts women from zman groma, so too the rabbanon, when they institute their mitzvahs, they follow suit, imitating the Torah, and they exempt women from a mitzvah say shazman grum. Good. So according to this logic, they should be pturos from all three tefillos. And that's going to be the shita of the Magen Avraham, which we discussed in great at great length, that all they need is some sort of bakasha kolben. Fine. Then he writes the following. V'hainu b'sholosh tefillos hakvuos b'yom. That with regard to the tefillos, and now he's shifting from the Magen Avraham over to the Shagas Aryeh, that enochinami, even though women should be exempt from tefillos because zman grum, and nevertheless the Rabbanon added women into the group. They included women in membership in the chiyuv of tefillah. Why? Came into rachmeninu. Says the tzlach hainu, when you want to use the logic of the rachmeninu b'sholosh tefillos hakvus b'chol yom v'afilu b'shabbos v'yontif. Here he's asking your question, right? Sheim rak shel shevach. Again, we're going to come back to this in due time. And therefore, he assumes that a tefillah which is shevach does not qualify as rachmeninu. Rachmeninu is only bakosh, but not shevach. Mikomakom, kevan de bechol rachmeninu is lo chilku ben Shabbos v'yontif lechol. And therefore, with regard to the sholosh tefillos kavuos, we're going to apply the principle of nashim chayovos because of rachmeninu. And even though technically, if you analyze the nusach tefillah, there's no element of rachmeninu according to the tzlach, but nevertheless, we're going to equate these tefillos with all the tefillos of chova that apply during the entire week. And the nafkamina is that with regard to any of these tefillos, there's tashlumin, and we're going to apply the principle of rachmeninu, and therefore women, like men, have the opportunity of tefillas tashlumin. However, aval tefillas musaf sheinena rachmei, I don't know why he doesn't quote our Tosus. Kimavuva Rabbeinu Yona kan. Dilakach ein lo tashlumin. Why is there no tashlum for Musaf? Again, according to that day in Rishonim, which we identify with Tosus, he identifies with Rabbeinu Yona. There's no tashlumin for Musaf. Why not? Because there's no element of rachmeninu. In other words, over zmano batal karbono. So therefore, if that be the case, says Rabbeinu Yona, says the Tzlach, that in the light of this analysis, that there's no tfilas tashlumin for Musaf because Musaf lacks the element of rachmeninu, correct? Then Memela, he says, we can turn back the clock as far as Nashim are concerned, to square one, to the beginning of the day, and that was that women really should be exempt from tefillos, and that's because of what? Zman Groma. What was the reason, Bechol Zod, nevertheless, that we impose an obligation on women? It's only because Rachmeninu. But here, in the case of Musaf, we don't have Rachmeninu, and therefore the Tzlach has a suffix, but he seems to be inclined in that direction that women are exempt from Musaf.
None of this helps with Lo Shakli.
No, I don't know what you're saying, but I just want to point out that the Tzlach is not, it's incorrect what I told you before, that I found it odd that Reb Kivega was invoking the Tzlach when the Tzlach is coming from left field, meaning I thought the Tzlach was coming from a different perspective, and that is Mitzvah Seishas Mayim Groma. That's not really what the Tzlach is saying. The Yesoda Yesodas of this Tzlach is identical with Tosfos and Rabbi Kivega, namely that this tefillah of Musaf is purely, essentially, a karban unishalva parm sosedu, as opposed to the other element additional that applies to other tefillos, namely rachmeninu. Memela, that's what the Tzlach says. Once you neutralize the element of rachmeninu in the case of Musaf, then you go back to square one, which means there's no reason to compel women to daven. In the case of the other tefillos, we will compel women to daven because of rachmeninu, but there's no rachmeninu in the case of what? Of Musaf. So therefore, on both sides, what we see here, I think, is a pretty consistent approach that based on this Tosfos, and the Tzlach adds Rabbeinu Yona to boot, that there's no tefillas tashlumin in the case of Musaf, is memela, there's no chiyuv hanashim to daven Musaf. That's what comes out so far. Alan, did you want to say something?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that but the first reason that they gave is connected korbanos, and that the women don't have a
correct,
and that is not handled by this at all. If you accept that, they're finished. I mean, because they have no shaykhs to tefillah altogether.
Well, no. Again, tefillah is rachmeninu. So we always have the element of rachmeninu. But once you introduce the element of karbon, right, then you're right. But towards karbon, you could say that. You could clarify even on that level. Maybe the karbon sibur now is replaced by a tefillas hayachid, right? Because even the yachid, or maybe the yachid is only tefillas rachmim, and is completely stripped of the element of keneged karbanos tiktum. I'd be afraid to say such
no,
a
that
thing.
That wouldn't help because there would be no karban yachid on Shabbos.
Oh, you're talking about Shabbos. I was talking in general.
No,
you know,
I was talking about Musaf here. So,
yeah. So if you want to talk about Musaf, you have basically the following. Let's just summarize. Tefillas Musaf does not have rachmininu, again, according to this approach. Therefore, Tfilas Musaf does not have Tashlumin. Tashlumin is predicated on Rachmeninu, and therefore, women, insofar as their chiyuv of Tfilas is predicated on Rachmeninu, they don't have the obligation of Tfilas Musaf. And you can ask the following question. Well, why is it that women are not part of the Karban Musaf? Why is it that men have an obligation to recite Tfilas Musaf today after the Churban to replace the Karban Musaf that was brought at the time of the Mikdash? Why are women not included in that same Chiyuv? And that's where Rabbi Kivega quotes the halacha of Nashim Einam Shoklos to prove that women are not obligated in any shape or form in the Tfilas Musaf. Again, in other Tfilas they'll be obligated by Torahs, Rachmeninu, but that's not going to apply to Tfilas Musaf Rabosai. I feel that we're giving Tfilas Musaf a bad rap, so to speak. They still use that phrase? I know. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, He points out, after quoting the Tzlach, it seems that this Tzlach was pretty well known. Yeah, I thought it was a discovery of Rabbi Kvega, but in truth, this Tzlach was quoted here by the Mishnah Berurah. Now, it could be the Mishnah Berurah knows the Tzlach from Rabbi Kvega, I don't know. But he says, Tfilas Musim B'Tzlach Kosav De Pturus. So I took a deep breath, and I was very happy to see that locally, Almi Modi Bezer, and he says, "I'll be safer mugging Giborim Pasak de Chayovos." Oh, so now keep in mind, although we've been giving Musaf a sort of like half, as the Brits would say, I don't know if I pronounce it correctly, you'll have to tell me, Harvey. But we're giving it half credit. You know, we're only giving it the credit of an Ishalm and Parmes Vaseinu, but stripping it of Rachmin Ninhu in this particular group of Rishonim and Poskim. But nevertheless, we should recognize that there's another group of Poskim here, that Lav Milsa Pshiti. And we start with the Me'iri, who quotes the H. Omer that there is Tfilas Tashlumin for Musaf, and then we go on to the Magen Giborim, who postulates that women are obligated in Musaf. So maybe, perhaps, there is an element of Rachmininu in Musaf. Again, you can ask me the question, but where's the Rachmininu in Musaf? Okay, we'll try to come back to that point very soon. So on Monday, we saw the Balamor, but now I saw it again. And it means so much more to me today than it meant to me 2 days ago, because the Balamor in Masechta Tainis is addressing the issue of what we call Bakoshas Gishamim. What's the first day of the calendar year that we recite and supplicate Hashem for Gishamim? Shmini Atzeres, correct? That's called Gvurus Gishamim. Again, we're going to wait a 2 week period until we add the Tefillah of the same Talumata Livruch. But as far as Mashma Ruch Mora Goshim, it begins with Shmini Atzeres. But where on Shmini Atzeres? Well, Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzvahs. So what should be the first Tefillah? All right, Ma'ariv, I don't know, because that's a little bit difficult. But certainly Shachris, and yet we wait for Musaf. Says the Balamor that he found the source for this. And the source for this is a Medrash Agada. Now first, the Medrash Agada gives more of a psychological principle here. You know, you started the day with Shachris. You know, you're already all hyped up for Tefillah. Tefillah is meant, as the Mechaber writes, in terms of the Kavanah of the Tefillah, to cut you off from all the what they call Hevli Azman, you know, all those things that are transient and are materialistic. So your mindset has already been purified. You know, you've done a Shtifad Moach, as we'd say, you've cleansed your brain. And now, after Daita of Yeshevas Lov, you get to the high point, which is Musaf. And you may recall that we tried to describe the Kedusha of Musaf in the Rav Shia from 50 years ago as being a paramount Kedusha, because in that case we partner with the Malachi Ashores to sing the glory of Hashem. Again, not to go into that now. But he found something else in the Medrash Agada, and that is above and beyond the clarity of thought and the spiritual mood a person achieves when he's ready for Musaf. He says that Musaf is the time of Hazinat Filosi below Sifse Mirma. Now, I want to emphasize the word Tfilosi over here. When we say in this passage, David Abel says Hazinat Filosi, what does that sound like? Again, what is Hazina like, right? To use a pun. Does that sound like Shevach or Hodoya? Certainly not. I would tell you that at least my knee-jerk response is that Hazina Tfilos is a bakosh, a heartfelt prayer in which we ask Hashem to accept our supplications. And that is identified with Tfilas Musaf. And that's true on any Shabbos and on any Yontif. But not only that, the Medrash Agada specifically singles out the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Pasuk goes on to say, Mishpatai Yetze, that God should be Motzi, my decision, you know, the divine decision up in the heavenly court, should the verdict should be given in my favor. Zu Shetokin Shofar B'Tfilas Musaf. And the Balabar is quick to point out that although the Sugyan Bavli seems to indicate that Tfilas Musaf is a time for shofar, in order to avoid the sakana and the gzera during the time of persecution, when the officials would come to see if in the synagogues we were blowing shofar, so they came around Shacharis time, and the takana was to blow shofar Musaf time and evade, you know, this was a kind of a tax evasion, to evade the officials and the sakana. Nevertheless, the Balamor says that that's not enough. You have to add the fact that in terms of the Zman itself, that period of time for Musaf is, shall we say, laden with meaning as far as Mishpat is concerned. Now, how do we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol to stand up from the Kisei Adin and take a seat on the Kisei HaRachamim? Right, the Ramban has a whole drush on this for Rosh Hashanah, which he gave up north here in Eretz Yisrael when he arrived here. And the answer is the shofar. The shofar itself has that power to create rachamim. Now, today, we have Tfilas Musaf. We're going to blow the shofar during Musaf. And the appropriate tefillah for shofar, says the Balabar, based on this Medrash HaGadol, is Musaf. And why? Because Hazina Tfilasi. Shofar is tefillah. Shofar is bakasha. And therefore there's no doubt, says the Balamar, that shofar belongs to Musaf. And if you're asking Hashem on Shmini Atzeres for Geshem, where should you, again, we do it before tefillah for various reasons. That's our minig here. I don't know, what was the minig? You daven here by Rav Benny Lau? What's that minig? They also do it that way? Yeah, that seems to be the widespread minig. I know in yeshivas, I learned in a number of different yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael, and as opposed to chutz laretz, which is a little bit more rare, here the general minig amongst Ashkenazim is to start with the bakashas kshamim before Musaf. But be that as it may, it is connected to the Zman of Tfilas Musaf. And if you ask yourself the question, well, why should we blow shofar in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah in it? Excuse me. Let me backtrack on that. We have not just, if you want to define the uniqueness of Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not just shofar in the case of Rosh Hashanah, but it's also what? What makes Tfilas Musaf so unique on the Yemei Adin, the Yemei HaRachamim? Malchi Zichron Shofros. So Malchi Zichron Shofros becomes becomes a package deal with shofar. As the Gemara says, Hamlichuni Aleichem Bameh Bish Shofar, etc., etc. That's true for Zichronos and Shofros. It means that all this comes through the shofar. The tefillah of Malchus and Zichronos and Shofros is a way of enhancing our mitzvah of shofar. Perhaps, again, this is b'maimar ha-muzgar, don't hold me for this, but it could be that shofar is one mitzvah where everybody agrees mitzvah strichas kavana. Because in tefillah, kavana defines the essence of the mitzvah. Shofar likewise as a replacement or a kind, a special unique kind of tefillah, requires kavana. How do I guarantee that I'll have the right kavana during shofar blowing? What method should I use educationally to train me and prepare me for the kavana of shofar? Malchi Yisachron Shofros. So Malchi Yisachron Shofros, no doubt, becomes a package deal with shofar. And the Balamor establishes that the right tefillah, the right moment for shofar is what? Is Musaf. And therefore, there's no pella to me that Malchi Yisachron Shofros is integrated into Tfilas Musaf. And if that be the case, then Tfilas Musaf becomes, in a sense, a mechanism through which we pray to Hashem for Rachman b'mishpat, as the Pasuk says. Mishpat ayetze. And I would go even a step further. This could explain why Malchi Yisachron Shofros belongs to Tfilas Musaf even when there's no shofar blowing. Namely on Shabbos, when we do away with shofar because of the Gzeirah Derabbah, or maybe according to the Shalom Yitzhak Deraisa Halacha Zichron Trua, we have no shofar blowing in Musaf on Shabbos. So then I might argue, let's take Malchus Zichronos and Shofros and now jack it up to Shacharis, integrate it to Shacharis because there's reason like the mitzvah? The answer is no, because Musaf is a unique tefillah. Musaf is the tefillah through which Hazina tefillasi, I come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, whether it be on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, for that matter, on any Yontif, on any Shabbos, and I ask Hashem for Rachamim, and therefore the tefillah, even on Shabbos, that's appropriate for Malchus and Chronios and Shofros, is going to be Musaf, is Rabbosai. If this be the case, I ask you the following question. Is Musaf a tefillas rachamim, or is it not a tefillas rachamim? Clearly, according to the Baal HaMor, rachmenin, who applies no less to Musaf than to other tefillos, and perhaps even more to Musaf than other tefillos, this is the moment, this is the tefillah in which we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, hazina tefillasi, with a heartfelt supplication, pouring out our hearts, and asking Hashem to have rachmanos. And if that be the case, then I would think that tefillas Musaf does not exhaust itself in Unishalma Parim Sfaseinu. It's not just a replacement of the carbon, it has another dimension to it. It's not just a kiyum carbon, but it's also a kiyum of tefillas rachmeninu. And if you take a look at the Yushalmi, which you'll see almost at the end of your page, the Yushalmi says, Lama tokim b'musaf? Rav Zeira Shanya, Rav Zeira gave an answer. He should mitzvah sayom b'musaf. That mitzvah sayom, the shofar, which is the special unique mitzvah of the Yom of Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Trua Yelachem, that should be integrated into Musaf. And again, you see that the Yushalmi is not just applying some sort of Sakana Halacha that existed at one moment, Nebuch in the Golas, in the bitter Golas. He's applying a much more fundamental Halacha, that the essence of the Tefillah of Musaf is appropriate, is connected to the shofar. So I suggest that if shofar is essentially tefillah in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and according to those Rishonim, those poskim who say everyone agrees that shofar needs kavana like tefillah, then it makes sense to say that tefillah as musaf, insofar as it's a tefillah of rachmeninu, is appropriate for accepting the shofar blowing, and even without shofar blowing, the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. And Rabbosai, what would you say about the following question? A person mistakenly davened Shmonesre, all 18 brachos, for Musaf.
If he blew shofar, he'd be yotzei.
But he didn't blow shofar. And we're not even talking about Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about the Musaf of Shabbos, the Musaf of Yontif, the whole year round. So if you take a look in Tosfos Liel, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Tosfos wants to say that according to the Yushalmi, the minig was that the recitation of Yud Ches Bracho Shlemos was the essence of Musaf. He says our minig is not so. But he writes that if a person recited the 18 brachos of a weekday Shmonesre in his Musaf, he might in fact be Yotzei the mitzvah of Musaf if, and only if, he mentions Me'ein HaMa'ora. He's got to mention the Tefillah's Musaf. But it seems that the Matbea of Tefillah with regard to Musaf, as with regard to all other tefillos of Shabbos and Yontif, is the matbea tefillah of Yud Ches Brachos Shlemos. Elo what? You need to be mazkir the day itself. And here we have two different dinim. According to Yushalmi, if it was Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, which doesn't have a Kedushas Hayom, then we will daven the tefillah of Yud Ches Brachos Shlemos and just mention the Korban Musaf. It's just a Chiyuv Azkara and that's it. And only on a day of Musaf, which is endowed with Kedusha Sayom, then Chazal made a takana bishum Tircha to reduce the Shmon Esri from 18 very heavy brachas, you know, a long Amidah, to a very short, simple Amidah of Sheva brachas. But essentially, if not for this takana mishum Tircha, then the Shmon Esri of Musaf, no less than any other Shmon Esri of Shabbos and Yontif, would be a full-fledged Filas Yud Ches brachos. And Lamaisa, this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish, Samach, Ches, Mishas Pal Tfil Shalchol B'Shabbos, and this applies even on Musaf, where the Ramah points out, V'lo Hizkir Shal Shabbos, Lo Yotzebin Hizkir Shal Shabbos, V'tok Yud Ches, Afal Pishal Kova Bracha L'Shabbos, Yotze. What it means is that the Tfilas Chol of Yud Ches Brachos is appropriate even for Musaf, Rabosai. As long as you fulfill the Chiyuv Azkara to mention the Karba Musaf, you are Yotze. That's a pretty amazing halacha. And I would think that if Tfilas Musaf is completely stripped of the element of Rachmeninu, it would make absolutely no sense to allow for the tefillah of Yud Ches Brachos in a tefillah's Musaf, which according to Yishalmi was in fact a minhag of Musaf with regard to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And even though we reject that minhag, nevertheless, b'di'eved, if he davened the tefillah's Chol of Yud Ches Brachos, he would be Yotze as long as he fulfilled his Chiyuv Azkara. What shaykhs does Yud Ches Brachos have to do with the tefillah's Musaf?
According to what you're saying, Taisa should bring that as Taisa says the reason why there's no tashlumim is because Musaf has no rachmi, so
correct,
it can't be mashlim. But you have a different reason because if there's no rachmi in Musaf, so then when you're being mashlim for the Yurches, then you're not saying the tefillah of Musaf. How could you say tashlumim with Yurches? If you bring this as a proof that,
well, that's going to be the Tosis on Omid Beis here. If he left out Yal V'Yovo on Mincha, do you remember this Tosis?
Yeah, but I'm saying,
so we'll get back to that in a few minutes.
I'm saying, but if you don't hold like the Yerushalmi, you can't say Yud Ches for Tashlumin. That you can't say Yud Ches for Tashlumin. So then Tosis should have another reason why you can't say Tashlumin, is because when you're being Mashlumit, you're saying Yud Ches, but that's not Musa, that's Rachmi.
I think we're confusing two things over here. Again, the Yerushalmi is discussing Tfilas Musaf, correct?
Yeah.
And Yerushalmi seems to indicate that there's an element of Rachmeninu in Musaf. Tosas, on the other hand, seemingly unaware of this Yerushalmi, or not impressed by this Yerushalmi, insists that Tfilas Musaf is purely a replacement for the Karman. It's not in any way, shape, or form a tefillas rachmeninu.
So then how can you say tashlum? Therefore,
there cannot be tashlum, says Tosus. What I'm trying to point out to you is that although, kvod ha-tosus b'mkom ha-munach, there are a lot of other ways of going here. Number one, we have the Yerushalmi that tefillas musaf is basically, fundamentally, the matbe of the tefillah is Yud Ches Brachos. Number two, we have the Baal Amar who says that Malchus HaKron HaShofar and Tekiah Shofar is uniquely appropriate for the tefillas musaf because of Hazina Tfilasi and because of Milfanecha Mishpati Yetze. These, I think, indicate that in addition to the element, I'm not reducing, I'm not stripping Tfilas Musaf of Neshama Parmes Vaseifu. Obviously, that would be suicidal to say such a thing. But what I want to add is that there's another kium of Tfilah Rachmeninu. The only thing you could ask me at this point is, wait a minute, if Tosfos reduces Tfilas Musaf to what? To Neshalma Parmes Vaseinu, it's purely a replacement for a carbon, and therefore Tosfos Paskins Alloch, there's no Tashlumin for Musaf, because Ovar Zmano, Batel Karbono. What's Tosfos going to do with all the evidence that we have here? Tosfos himself is not going to deny, number one, that Shofar is appropriate for Musaf. Again, unless he's going to say, well, that was only a Takana Vishum Sakana. But number two, Tosis himself is the Balashita who not only quotes the Yerushalmi, but he quotes our Minhag, and he says that we could be Yotze with a Tfilas Yud Ches, our Chiyuv of Tfilas Musaf. That's a little bit odd. And he stipulates the condition that you have to mention the karbon, but that's for Torah's Azkara, but the essence of the tefillah is really identical to every other tefillah. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskin. So that's I think, an excellent question. But before we get to that question, if you'll allow me, I want to add one point. The Ramah, when he addresses the minug of Nesias Kapayim in Chutz Laretz, right, on a daily basis for Ashkenazic Jews, there is no Duchenin during the week in Chutz Laretz. However, there is Duchenin on Yontif, correct? Even in Chutz Laretz. And the only thing is that the Kohenim are so eager to do the Duchenin, they sort of stretch it out a little too long, you know, with all those ayayays. But anyway, yeah, I don't blame them, because they've been sort of sitting baledic the whole year. They've been sitting, you know, idle. They finally got a chance. Hey, you know, I'm a Kohen. I got a chance to Duchenin. Yeah, let me do a good job here. In fact, in Toronto, I met a Kohen who would jump. There were two minyanim. The two minyanim, he would jump from one minyan to another minyan so that he could do two Berachas Kohenim. So I'm so fast, all suffering about that. If a Kohen was already Duchenin in one minyan, whether he could daven in another minyan. Okay, his final conclusion is that he could. But he seems to add a condition that's only if the second seamer needs him as a Kohen. So there's a bakasha from to the Kohen that he should be mevarech them. Okay, you'll discuss that at a different time. But be that as it may, if you take a look in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sima Kuf Chav Ches, he says, Afil biyantiv, ein nosim kapayim, ela bitfilas musaf. It seems that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is reflected in this Ramah in Chutz Laretz, is itself an indication that there's an element of tefilas rachmei ninhu, and that is that during this period of time of rachmei ninhu, that's when we should have the brach of the Kohanim. When we desperately need rachmei shamayim, we are dependent to some extent on the Kohanim to bestow that bracha. But perhaps, Rabosai, we can add another element into this discussion. And that is that Musaf is Rachamim in a very, very unique way. What is the Bakoshas Rachamim of Musaf? So again, if you're talking about Bakoshas Rachamim of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, these are Yimei Din and Mishpat, so we have a very convincing source quoted by the Baal Amar from the Medrash Agoda. But what is the element of Rachmei Ninhu that applies the whole year round to any Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos or Yontif? And I want to suggest the following. I'm not sure if what I'm going to say is correct, but why is Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laretz on a Yontif, why is it attached to Tfilas Musaf? So we said that obviously there's an element of Rachminu even in Tfilas Musaf. But why Birchas Kohen? And I want to suggest the following. When we divide Shmon Esrei into its various parts, correct? And this is true for every Shmon Esrei, a weekday Shmon Esrei, a Yontif Shmon Esrei, a Shabbat Shmon Esrei. Which is the first section of the last unit that makes up a Shmon Esrei? Where is Birchas Kohen to be found? Right? If you take a look in that, what's that siddur called? Rinas Yisrael. It's very cool. In the Rinas Yisrael, before you start any brach, they tell you what section are you up to. You know, you're up to Avos, you're up to Gvuros, you're up to Tchias HaMesim, you know, so forth and so on. What section is Makabel, is the host for the Birchas Kohanim?
Hodah.
I would say Hodah, but only Hodah as it follows what section? The Avoda. In other words, Avoda is when the Kohanim are ready to Duchen, right? That the Halacha Paskins that, you know, what do you say?
Ritzei.
Yeah, that with Ritzei they go up. They go up, correct. What did you say? I'm sorry.
You say Arev.
They say Arev, yeah, okay. That's good. I don't know if you should be saying Arev or just thinking it, I don't know. But anyway, we say Arev. And it's very fascinating that the Birchas Kohanim that we have today is a replacement for what? For the Birchas Kohanim back in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, as soon as you hear Beis HaMikdash, by sheer association, what comes to your mind? Avoda, correct? Avoda. It's like it makes sense that the kickoff of Birchas Kohanim would be the Avoda. And if that be the case, Musaf, as far as Tfilas Rachmanin Hu, plays a very unique role. The Rachmanis that we're asking for in Musaf is what? Is the Avoda. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Veserav, etc., to return the Avoda to Klal Yisrael, Hamachzir Shchinaso Litzion, which concludes the Avoda. That's the kickoff for Tfilas Musaf. That's the essence of Tfilas Musaf. That's the kickoff for Birchas Kohanim. We are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return our Avoda more than any other tefillah, although again every tefillah has an element of avoda to it, and a bakasha and a rachamim for what? For v'sakzen and for the hachzoras avoda, the Beis HaMikdash, that's for sure. But Musaf plays a unique role. Musaf, in its very essence, is a bakashas rachmim, but it's a bakashas rachmim because what is tefillas Musaf? It has nothing but Unishalma Parm Sfasenu. The very moment that we fulfill our obligation of Unishalma Parm Sfasenu, which is essentially the Machayev of Tfilas Musaf, at that moment we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us the original. Why do we want the substitute, the replacement, Unishalma? We don't want the Unishalma. We want the real deal. We want the Avoda. And in a sense, if there's one tefillah that we could single out as Rachmanis, as Bakoshas Rachmanis for Avoda, that would be Musaf, and that's why the Midig in Chutz Laretz in the Ashkenazic world was to integrate Birchas Kohanim into Musaf, because Musaf is the Tfilas Avoda. And Rabosa, if you'll ask me the following question that we mentioned before, what do we do with Tosfos? Tosfos says that with regard to three tefillahs, Ma'ariv, Shachris and Musaf, the essence of the tefillah is Rachmeninu. And even though tefillos keneged karbonos tiknum, it's not really a replacement of the karbon. It does have elements of karbon by association, but we're not actually bringing the karbon. And therefore the essence of these three tefillos of Chov on a daily basis is really Rachmeninu. However, in Musaf, Tosfos says the Hakrova is essential. The Neshama Parm Sosedu means literally we are replacing the carbon. That is the essence of Tfilas Musaf. At that moment when the carbon is brought, we davenate Tfilas Musaf. Says Tosfos, if that be the case, if the essence of carbon of Tfilas Musaf is carbon Musaf, then there cannot be Tashlumin. And that's what I think here in Hilchas Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon has in mind in Simon Reish Pei Vav. The Mechaber again repeats himself, and he says about Tfilas Musaf that Ein Lo Tashlumen, says the Gra. So first he has a technical proof to support the Shulchan Aruch's conclusion. The Gemara never raises the question about Musaf if there's Tashlumin after Shabbos. But the Amru, Tosa says, the Rachmeninu, Masha Ein Kein B'Musaf, the Lo Niskan Ela Mishum Karbon, and therefore Avar Yomo Batel Karbono. The entire essence of the Takon of Musaf, says the Vilna Gaon, is because of the karbon, and therefore avraz mano batel karbono. What a beautiful statement of the Gaon. The Taz, again, I told you that the Mechaber quotes the halacha that there's no tefillas tashlum for Musaf twice. The first time he quotes it is in Simon Kufches in Hilchas Tefillah, and there when he says Musaf ein lo tashlum, and the Taz says She'ein yachol lahazkir karbon musaf. If he missed the time for musaf, it's too late. Shekvar over yomo. And he says that Tohoim Yashlim Tfilus Musaf, he says, Nimtza, the Ikar Tfilas Musaf. These are the key words in the Taz. Ikar Tfilas Musaf. I think he means the essence of the Tfilah, the Cheftz of the Tfilah. Ein ba Tzlusa Rachme. It is completely devoid of Tzlusa Rachme Ninhu. Rak. And the concept of Tashlumen is Rak B'makom Karban. He says, Bezelo Shayach Tashlumen. The meaningfulness of Tashlum for Musaf would be to replace the Karban. He says, that's not Shayach. You can't have a Tashlum for a Karban. There is no Tashlum for a Karban if Avra Zmano. So you see clearly that both the Gon and the Taz identified Sheep Satosvis as equating with Musaf, the Cheft of Musaf, as a Tefillah is Bimkom Karban. And therefore, there's no possibility of Tashlumin. That's the way the Achronim understood Tosus. But we have a problem, because we believe that Tfilas Musaf has an element of Rachmanin. So Bishleim, according to the Meiri Nicha, the Meiri quotes a day that there is Tashlumin for Musaf, no less than a Tashlum for any other Tfilah. But what are we going to do according to Tosus? And according to the Tzlach, and Rabbi Kivega standing on the shoulders of the Tzlach, women are exempt from Tfilas Musaf because Tfilas Musaf has no Rachmin, and when you reduce it to Karban, it becomes a mitzvah seishas man grama, or women are not obligated in the Karban. So Rabosa, I would just like to say the following, that even though it's true, no doubt in my mind, that Tfilas Musaf has two elements to it, has two dimensions. At the same time, it is both Nishalma Parms Fasein to replace the carbon, and it is Rachmeninu.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, what's the machaya for the carbon? Bitaris Rachmeninu, okay. The Rabbanan would not have instituted a chiyuv of Tfilas Musaf because they've already covered their bases as far as Tfilas Rachmeninu. But they feel that the Machayev is the special carbon of this day. That carbon itself needs a replacement after the Churban Abayis, Uneshalma Parms Hussein. If you ask me about the Chiyuv of Tfilas Musaf, what generates that Chiyuv, the answer is Tfilah B'Makom, carbon. It means Uneshalma Parms Hussein. But if you ask me about the Chefza Shel Tefillah, the essence of the Tefillah, what elements does that Tefillah have? It has Shevach, it has Hodoya, which may or may not be Rachmininu, I don't know. It has a Bakosha for the Chidush HaAvoda and the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the restoration of the Karba Musaf. It has elements of both Neshalma Parms Vaseinu and Rachmininu. But Tosfos is of the opinion that the Halach of Tashlumin depends not on the essence of the tefillah as we achieve the tefillah and implement it, but on the sibas hachiyuv, the machayev of the tefillah. But the Meiri says no, in the name of Yesh Ofrim, tefillah's tashlumah depends not on the machayev of the tefillah, but on the essence of the tefillah. And insofar as Musaf, no less than any other tefillah, has a double dimension, it's not just karba neshalma, it's also rachmeninu, then there's tashlumin for Musaf. But now I come to the question of noshim. On noshim chayavos in tefillas Musaf. The machayav of the karban, we said, the machayav of the tefillah of Musaf was the karban. Women are exempt from the karban, according to that shita. But the essence of the tefillah is a tefillas rachmeinu, in addition to the shalom parus fasein. There's a two-dimensional significance and key to tefillas Musaf. Yeah, let me just finish one sentence. It could very well be. That even though Tosfos believes that Tfilas Tashlumin is determined by the Mechayev of Tfilah, but as far as the Chiyuv in the Guf HaTfilah is concerned, Tosfos would be Modeh that it depends and it's reflected and generated by the essence of the Tfilah. And therefore I submit to you that the Magen Giborim, he's a Gibor, who is quoted by the Mishneh Berurah, could be correct even according to whom? Even according to Tosus V'Seyoso and the Mechaber, La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch in two places, that there's no Tfilas Tashlumin for Musaf, that's because Tfilas Tashlumin depends upon the Mechayev of Tfilah, and the Mechayev of Tfilah is Karban. But they could be Modeh against the Tzlach and against Rabbi Kiveger, like the Magen Giborit, that women are obligated in Tfilas Musaf. And why? Because essentially Tfilas Musaf has an element of Rachmeinu. The women need the Beis HaMikdash no less than the men do. And if the essence of Tfilas Musaf has Rachmeinu, women are included as well as men. That depends upon the Chefs of Tfilah. When they determine which Gavra is Mechuyev in the Tfilah, they look at the essence of the Tfilah. In fact, all Tfilos women should be exempt from insofar as these mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, Seishas Mayim Groma. But the answer is that Tfilah is an opportunity to have Rachmeinu. Women are obligated to take advantage of that opportunity. And whenever that opportunity arises, whether it be the Gimel Tfilos HaKvuos, or whether it be Tfilas Musaf, women must take advantage of that opportunity. And if you reject what I say, that's fine. You can rely on the Tzlach and Rabbi Kiveger, two very fine Yidden. I wish they were here today, because I'd love to debate this with them. And you would say that just like there's no Tfilas Tashlumin for Musaf, because the Machayev is Karban, so too there is no Chovas Gavra in the case of women for Tfilas Musaf, according to the Tzlach and Rabbi Kiveger, because the Machayev is Karban, and they are not part of the Karban, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is the Gaon and the Taz, because they seem to identify not just the Machayev of Musaf as Karban, but even the very essence of the tefillah itself exhausts itself in Unishalma Parmas Fasenu. The Gaon and the Taz seem to reject the element of Rachmeninu with regard to Musaf. But there is one word in the Taz that brings me to smile. The Taz says, with regard to tefillah's Musaf, he says that the Ikar tefillah's Musaf, I think what he means by Ikar, again, if I could take my lumpus and put it into the Taz, is the Machayev of Tefillah has no Rachmeninu. We've covered our basis for Rachmeninu. We don't have to establish another Tefillah for Rachmeninu. Genug, we have three Tefillahs for Rachmeninu. That's enough. But he doesn't mean to say that Musaf is not Tefillah Rachmeninu. That far, he's not willing to go. In the Gaon, I have trouble fitting this in, because the Gaon, if I could just put this down here for a second, the Gaon, his language is pretty crystal clear when he says that the Amru Sham de Rachmeninu, that all of the tefillos are rachmei, masha ein kein musaf lo niskan ela mishum karbon. Wait a minute, lo niskan ela mishum karbon. I just saw something, Rabbi, that I didn't see. Lo niskan ela mishum karbon.
That's the machayev.
Maybe the Gaon could also agree that although ikar tefillas musaf is mishum karbon, there is a kiyum rachmeninu, and musaf perhaps more than any other tefillas rachmeninu, because essentially musaf is our opportunity to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and say hazina tefillasi, whether you take it on a psychological level because my mind is clear, I'm in a spiritual mood because I've davened chakras, I've heard Kriyas HaTorah. That's what Sholem would say if he was here in the room. He's in Chutz Lartz now. And because of the metaphysical nature of the Zman of Musaf, that it's a time to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with supplications, there's no doubt that there's an element of Rachmeninu, and fundamentally I could be Yotze Tfilas Mincha, Tfilas Musaf, with the same identical Shmonesri of Rachmeninu that Rabbanim were masakim for all other Tfilas. Again, you have to have Azkar Mi'ein Ayom. That's for sure. Now,
Yes, the Rebbe, that's right.
If you're saying another pshat,
no,
then I'm willing to hear it,
no. I mean,
you know, if you're asking me to clarify what I said,
no,
then...
I only want to do it because we mezake the gra and the shah. Because what they're saying is, very good, you can say this rachmi, and it's all very good, and it's all very fine. But when it comes to tashlumin, once you cut out the machaya for it, which is korban, you can't have tashlumin. Because you've missed it, you've missed. You can't make up the rachmi
right.
part without making up the tash.
So the tashlumen is because of the ikar amachayev.
Right.
Once you had that chiyuv, and you had that chiyuv because to live the karbon,
right.
then we could say that chiyuv will extend even beyond the zman of the karbon.
Right.
Why? Because you had and participated in that zman of karbon. But in the case of Musaf, where we don't have any other elements other than the carbon, then over zmano batel carbono. Women, if they're not part of the ikar carbon, they don't have to daven tfilas Musaf according to this
right.
definition that the machayev of tfilas Musaf is the carbon. And that's something that we could agree with, that we could accept both the tzlach and Rav Kveger, but we can still insist that in terms of the heftah shel tfilah, like any other tefillah, because again, I find it totally antithetical to everything I believe in my life, to assume that there is such a thing as a tefillah that has no element of rachmeninu. It can't be. It's just antithetical to what tefillah is.
Yeah.
Tefillah rachmeninu defines tefillah. Yeah.
Perspective I take is that initially we're taking tefillah rachmeninu was tied to the avos. Okay? But that's not a good hypothesis. There are other sources of rachmeninu in the avos.
Right.
And that's a simple way to explain it.
Correct. There may be many Rishonim who don't accept Tfila Avos Tiknum as being relevant lahalacha. It's purely connected Karbanos Tiknum, but nevertheless, the essence of Tfila is Rachmin.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to say, it's not necessarily tied to the Avos.
Right.
And that way, this whole discussion becomes a lot.
I just want to say this, Yisrael. You remember that the Yushalmi, and with this we'll conclude, the Yushalmi, which is on page 1, says, Lama Tokim B'Musaf, he says, Shehi Mitzvah Sayyom. Now let's just think. Mitzvah Sayyom means shofar, and shofar is what designates Rosh Hashanah as a unique day. Its sanctity reaches its most intense and profound expression in this unique mitzvah of shofar. Perhaps we could say the following, and maybe this would, in a sense, enhance our understanding of this Yushalmi. The Yushalmi wants to tell you that how do you judge Kedusha Sayyom? When I look at 365 days in the Hebrew calendar year, how do I choose, how do I pinpoint this day is endowed with Kedusha Sayyom? There may be many different answers to this question, but I'm interested in only one specific answer. Karban Musaf. Karban Musaf itself indicates the Kedusha Sayyom. And that's why, if you recall, Tosus quotes a minig in Eretz Yisrael that we only recite Kedusha on a day that is endowed with Musaf, with a Karban Musaf. Because the Karban Musaf indicates the Kedusha Sayyom, and that Kedusha Sayyom engenders a Chi of Shira and Shevach that we discussed, and that's Kedusha. I would like to suggest the following, that it makes sense now that Tfilas Musaf has a unique role in the entire, shall I say, constellation of tefillos. And the reason for that is because the Musaf service is a tefila nosefes. That's why we call it Musaf, right? Just like the carbon is called the carbon Musaf because it's an extra carbon. And that extra carbon comes as a result of the Kedusha Sayyom. The Kedusha Sayyom is what defines the uniqueness of the day, and that uniqueness of the day is integrated into and expressed by the Karban Musaf, and in our day by the Tfilas Musaf, is Memela. The Yushalmi says Shofar, which itself indicates the Kedusha Miyuchedes, the special unique Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, that should be blown in Musaf, because Musaf itself is the Tfilah of the Kedusha Sayyom. Because that's what Musaf is all about. Musaf itself is the greatest indication that this day is sanctified, is endowed with Kedusha Sayyom. In that tefillah, in that karbon, which, how shall I say, proclaims the unique Kedusha Sayyom of that day, that's when shofar should be blown, because the shofar itself expresses the Kedushas Hayom, the Musaf expresses the unique Kedushas Hayom. We are, says the Yerushalmi, going to integrate the shofar into Musaf, because the shofar, insofar as it reflects the Kedushas Hayom, belongs to that tefillah, which reflects the unique Kedushas Hayom. And therefore the Yerushalmi takes on a whole different meaning now. Go back to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Lama tokim b'musaf. And the answer is, Shehi mitzvah Hayom. Because shofar and musaf indicate the mitzvah Hayom, the Kedushas Hayom, the uniqueness of the
day. The shofar was originally in chakras.
Both, I just want to say one last thing before we go, and I'll take questions. I just want to say the following. That you may have noticed on the Mayer Makomos page that we were going to discuss the sugya, the brisa, on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan, in the case where a person forgot, he omitted Tefillas Mincha on Shabbos, and he's going to daven two Tefillos of Ma'ariv Amotzi Shabbos, one for Chova, right, for Motzi Shabbos, and one for Shabbos as a Tefillas Tashlumin. Unfortunately, what he did was he recited Havdalah in the second Tefillah. So even though I have for you many makoros on that issue, and a certain Maisa and Valoshin that I want to discuss with you, but nevertheless, we didn't get to it today. And frankly, I'm very thankful that we didn't get to it, because I'm finding that sugya very complicated. And the more time I put into it, the more I realize I don't know what I'm batting about. So rather than give you a shiur where the Magid Shiur doesn't know what he's batting about, I'd rather push it off till Monday. And maybe Hashem Yoyer Einheh, he'll be Tashlumin, and maybe by then I'll have some clue about what's going on in this. Rashi is confusing, the Bach is confusing, the Riff is confusing, Tysus is, everything is...
According to Tysus, would you be... Does Taisa stem with Yerushalmi that says that you
I think yes. Why? Because Tosus would say the following: as long as you mention the Musaf in your tefillah, that's called the Azkara, then you have reflected your kiyum of the Machayev. The Machayev was Musaf. You'll ask me what are the 18 brachas doing here in Musaf? The answer is because in the Cheftishal tefillah you have not only the but also the Kiyum Tefillah Rach. Yes, Yechiel, did you want to say something? Or Yisrael, you wanted to say something? Yeah, Alan wanted to say something.
I wanted to say I was wrong before.
Whoa, don't say that publicly.
Everybody's entitled to be wrong once in their life.
That's right, once in a while.
So yeah. I should make it a Shafi Yarnum.
And you're Makai Mavitz of Mitzvah Shekhar too.
Lamais is, though, but on Musaf, as opposed to Shacharis, if you daven Yud Ches on Yom Tov or Shabbos, and you mentioned Shabbos somehow, mentioned it, that you would be Yotze. But on Musaf, you would not be Yotze, but just by mentioning the that it's a Yontif. You'd have to mention
the carbon.
You'd have to mention the carbon. If you don't mention the carbon, So even on Yom Kippur, even on Rosh Hashanah, if you blew shofar in Musaf, and I said Yud Ches and never mentioned carbon Musaf, you wouldn't be Yotze. No. Even if you said Hayom Rosh Chodesh or what, Rosh Hashanah or anything. All right, so that's all I wanted to say.
I just want to say this, and this is just an emotional comment here. I feel that Musaf is the most underrated tefillah of them all. If you would ask the average religious Jew on the street, you know, to give you an enumeration, you know, hierarchy of the most important tefillos, he would probably put Musaf on the bottom of the list. And I feel if I had the koach and the time to do this, I would publish an article, a philosophical article, about the significance of tefillos Musaf. It got a bad rap. Tefillos Musaf, I believe, should be elevated. The reason why people think it's not chashiv, well, there's no tashlumin for Musaf, Avraham Zmanah Bat Karbano, the women are exempt from Tefillas Musaf, you know, they don't know about the Magid Gevurim, and so forth and so on. And I feel that it's an insult. I think I really, it almost brings me to tears. I think this is such a misnomer. You know, that's my emotional feeling.
You didn't mention about
I'd like to write a drasha about Tefillas Musaf.
You shouldn't, you know, it's a very common thing from the Daven Musaf.
Yeah.
and there's machlokes that you shouldn't read. That's the one thing you shouldn't daven, because that is connected korban, and he's not tied in korban and yud gimel.
But again, the pasuk. Keep in mind that the pasuk seems to indicate azino tefilasi is a reference to musaf, and not only that, the halacha of yud ches brachos applies to every single tefilas musaf. It's not limited to Rosh Hashanah. Now you're right. I would agree with you, Rabbi, that tefilas musaf Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur takes on a whole other meaning.
Originally, shofar was in the morning. Originally, shofar was in the morning by shacharis.
Right.
And according to the Baal Maor, even machias of the shofars were by shacharis. All the tefilas had machias of the shofars.
Right. Probably because it's reason my theme limits. But I think what the Baal Maor is trying to say is that although the Bavli goes that way, you see, what's unclear, can I borrow this for a second?
Yeah, of course.
What's unclear about the Baal Maor, Rabbi, I don't know how to punctuate the Baal Maor. That's the honest truth. My Rebbe Rav Salvech used to always teach us that 90% of lumdus is knowing how to punctuate.
Where the period is.
Yeah, put the periods in the right place and just know how to read. That's why we were so scared if he called on us to read.
That's right. Because
we knew that that's how he would determine whether we knew what we were talking about. Reading about. He knew immediately, as soon as you open your mouth to read the Gemara, whether you knew what was flying. You didn't even have to finish the sentence. He sensed it immediately. And that's why when I told you that he called on Schwartz, and Schwartz got up and he said, Rebbe, Schwartz couldn't come today. So the Rebbe said to him, all right, you read the Gemara. Yeah. So at the end, Schwartz had to read the Gemara anyway. But I know a person, I don't know if you know David Horner. Oh, good friend of mine, David Horner. The Rav, David Horner had two problems. He was trying to evade the Rav calling on him to read. He had two problems. One was he was 6'4", and he couldn't hide behind the pole. The second one, the Rav loved his name. Hornung, the Rav used to say. Mom, she used to sing it. Where's Hornung? So the poor guy, for like weeks on end, the Rav would call on him to read. But I don't know how to read this Baal Maor. Because look what the Baal Maor does over here. He says, after quoting this Medrash HaGemara, he says, U'B'Gemara Diwan. Now, what does he mean by B'Gemara Diwan? I understand he means the Baal. But do you read? Okay, let's see if I could do this. I could do this in English. Does the Vav of U'B'Gemara, what's that Vav? Is it but?
You know,
right. Is it Vav HaMachalik or is it Vav HaKibur? Is he saying that let's integrate this Medrash HaGadah with the Bavli, and now the Medrash HaGadah is going to extend the Bavli and shine a whole new light on the Bavli? Because after all, the Bavli leaves us a little bit wanting, because even if you'll have a Shas Sakana that's only visibly shofar, it doesn't apply to Shabbos. What does he mean? Uba Gemara Milan means Aval Ba Gemara Milan. You know, and if it goes that way, then you could always say that Tosfos is not impressed by this Medrash HaGadah because the Yerushalmi, excuse me, because the Bavli never accepted the Medrash HaGadah.
But it's Tam Acher.
So maybe Tam Acher means a plugta. It means Tam Acher Lafuki. The Medrash HaGadah.
And or is it an addition, or is it
right,
another?
Right, that you have to integrate the two. You know, it's like sometimes you see in the Gemara, you know, Ibai Seim, when you don't know whether Ibai Seim means a fundamental machlokas, or maybe we could embellish it. But let's say we assume that Uba Gemara Dilan means Aval Ba Gemara Dilan, and he's really.
What is the Tamach and Agamah
disagreeing? And he's really disagreeing, then Tosfos, loyal to the Bavli, has completely rejected this whole Yesod of the Medrash HaGadah. Again, the Medrash HaGadah might be correct on a philosophical level, but as far as defining the nature of the tefillah and explaining why Mashiv Baruch Mar Hagashem was integrated into Musaf, it says Tosfos would stand up and say the Bavli never accepted that. You want to ask the question in the Bavli frame, why we integrate Shofar into Musaf? The answer has nothing to do with the Medrash HaGadah. You want to dash it on the Medrash HaGadah? You want to get up and say a drasha or nafticholent, you know, say full pontificate? That's fine. But says Tosfos on a purely halachic level, this is not.
What is the reason?
No, what do I gain, Yechiel? If that's the case, then all my proofs from this Baal Maor that Musaf has in it an element, a dimension of Rachmin, it who all fall away. Why? Tosfos doesn't have to be impressed by the Baal Maor. The Baal Maor is standing on the shoulders of the Medrash HaGadah. But Talmud Idan never accepted. What, so that would be cool to say that the that his machlokas here between the Balmor representing the opinion of the Medrash Haggadah as to why we blow shofar and musaf, as opposed to Tosfos who's standing on the shoulders reflecting the Bavli as to why we blow shofar and musaf. This all has to be researched, because what I'm telling you now is very precarious, you know, very how do they say Beiravon Mugbal, but it could be that Tosfos is working within the framework of the Bavli.
The fact that there is no Tashlum lahalacha by Musaf implies that there's no Rachamim.
That's the way Tosfos would say it. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch felt compelled in two places to tell you there's no Tashlum for Musaf. One, it comes under the halachas of tefillah, and number two, even within the context of Hilchas Shabbos, where you might think, wait a minute, Musaf within the constellation of tefillahs of Shabbos has an element of Rachmeinu. We have tefillahs tashuv for every single tefillah on Shabbos, with the exception, says the Mechaber, of tefillahs Musaf. Don't think that, you know, the fact that on Shabbos we have all these tefillahs which are so unique and so different than Rachmeinu, and therefore, even though they are so unique and so different, the stark contrast between the seven brachas of Shabbos and the 18 brachas of Chol, nevertheless, says the Mechaber, there is tefillas tashlum for every single tefillah of Shabbos. Then he says, wait a minute. And the way the Gaon understands the wait a minute is that although all the tefillas of Shabbos, Shacharis, Ma'ariv, Shacharis, and Musaf, all reflect Rachmeinu, and therefore they have tashlumin, but not tefillas Musaf. And that's what the Mechaber wanted to do when he reiterated his position a second time in Hilchas Shabbos, says the Gaon, because the takon of Musaf was to replace the carbon. Over Zmano, bought the carbon, forget about the element of tefillah Rachmeinu. And now when we go back to the Baal Amar, the answer is that the Mechaber, like Tosfos before him, and Rabbeinu Yonah before him, reflect the Bavli, that the reason why Musaf was the host for Shofar has nothing to do with the significance of the time of Musaf, the carbon of Musaf, the Mitzayom of Musaf, and the tefillah of Musaf.
To make it work out beautifully, you have to see whether there are shittas that say if you miss Rosh Hashanah Musaf, whether that has to be.
You mean to say
because
that
it's pure
on Moshe Rosh Hashanah? On Moshe Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Maybe I'd have a Tfilas Hashem. Brilliant. Now that you've told me that Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with Malchus and Kodesh Kroso certainly is a different essence. And the essence of the Tfilah, the Matbea Tfilah, and the Chetzel Tfilah is right. They should be touched.
But
I was just adding to your point.
But it's no good because
Mechayim
is korban.
If I find such a post, I will not be surprised, because intuitively it's absolutely correct that even l'shitas hamachaber based on Tosfos, you got to be molded to be that tefillas musaf Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is different. It's
absolutely
not
Kippur.
It's much more.
Why? But the Mechayim is still korban.
It
can be more than that, but it has to have the basics of korban. If it has korban, because there's no tashlumin.
It has korban, but it has other.
But once it has korban, then there's no tashlumin, because the guts of it is you forgot to daven it. It's bottles mano. Yeah, there's no. You're finished. So you could have everything else. Enough. You can't have a cake. You can't eat the whipped cream unless there's cake under it.
I tend to disagree with that.
Me too.
Why you like whipped cream by itself?
Without the cake.
But you know the one thing that the Rav didn't mention is that there is a machlokas poskim about whether a bar mitzvah boy can should daven musaf as a shliach tzibur.
Because
he's not mechayev in korban. Because now his Nikhiv of Korban doesn't start until age, I think, what does it start? Age 12? Something like that. So therefore, it's brought down, you know who brings that down? That's, he was the place like a door. The one that also had the Tznai on the Seder. Abdenezer brings down that Bedavka of the Bar Mitzvah boy should not daven Musaf for the Tzibor because he can't be motzi them, because he does not have the fear. because it's korban.
So a boy 14 years old doesn't bring a korban? Can't bring a korban?
Apparently not. I think the korban is only esrim shana l'mala or something like that.
I've never heard such a thing.
That's by Kohanim,
no?
Huh? Well, it's this Gemara that Rabbi Vegas says that Noshim Enim Shoklos.
Right.
I don't understand what he's talking about. Okay, Noshim Enim Shoklos. But you're not going to say that a woman is Mufka from a Korban Tzibur. Maybe she doesn't have a Chovas Korban. And technically, she shouldn't have a Chovas Tefillah either. It's my brother. The answer is, but she could have a Cheftza Shol Tefillah, and that's Rachmininu. She can have a Cheftza of Korban Tzibur also. What are you going to tell me, that the Korban Tzibur is only related to those who are Chayav in Matzah Shekel? There are all sorts of Dinim in Matzah Shekel. You know, who's Chayav and who's Potter. So what are you going to tell me? That anyone who's not part of the mitzvah of Matzah Shekel is there? The answer is that Matzah Shekel is just a chiv to set up the korban, to collect funds, but the korban itself is a korban tzibur. Now, if a person is motzi atzmo min tzibur, maybe he should be excluded from the tefillah that's replacing the korban. But as long as I'm part of the tzibur, I don't think a woman is less part of the tzibur than a man is. So I don't know. That's Rabbi Kivek. I can't deal with
that. I won't be able to come tonight for the...
Oh, you're not around?
No.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. So then... I think this is still going...